This post was made on May 8th, 2026. 8 days, that's how long it took. 8 days ago, I told you about a vulnerability in the Linux kernel called CopyFail. That story ended with a fix. The fix arrives, you patch your kernels, the service desk has been redesigned. Done. Today I'm telling you the same story again. Different door, same room. If you didn't catch the last one, here's the picture you need. Picture a law firm, a big one, hundreds of employees, several floors. There's a service desk on the ground floor where formal verification work happens. Employees bring documents to be certified, identities to be confirmed. That's the Linux kernel's cryptography subsystem, a shared facility every program on your computer can talk to. There's an archive room, locked. That's where the firm's most sensitive records live, the documents that define who's allowed to do what. In kernel terms, that's the operating system's working memory, where it holds the protected files that decide who runs as administrator. And there's a work surface at the service desk, a shared table. Specialists lay out archive documents on the table while they process requests. That table sits between the public counter and the archive door. The copy fail story was an employee submits the right paperwork at the service desk, and the specialists end up writing on the original archive document instead of a copy. Marks land on records they were never authorized to touch. The fix that shipped told you to close the public counter, block the one specific intake form most employees would use to walk up. That form was added in 2015. Almost nobody actually needed it, and blocking it stopped the attack cold. Easy fix, done. Except it turns out that wasn't the only door. This new vulnerability is called Dirty Frag. Two CVEs assigned the day after public disclosure. Same archive room, same work surface. Two completely different doors to the same room. The first door is IPsec. In real terms, IPsec is the kernel's built-in encryption for network traffic, secure tunnels between servers the kind a corporate VPN uses. The encryption work happens at the same service desk that processed the original copy fail requests. Different intake form, same desk, same shared table. The second door is something called distributed file authentication. In real terms, it's a feature for sharing files securely across a network of machines, rare in modern fleets, but still loaded by default in many distributions. It also routes through the same desk. Both doors hit the same flaw, the flaw that's actually in the work surface itself. As one kernel networking developer pointed out on Hacker News, the original copy-fail mitigation blocking one intake form doesn't matter for either of these. The form was never the problem. It was always the work surface. The copy fail mitigation does not save you from this one. And here's where it gets uncomfortable. Researchers run on something called a coordinated disclosure timeline. Find a bug, tell the affected vendors privately, give them time to ship a fix, publish on a coordinated date, so the world hears about it at the same time the patch is available. That's the deal. For Dirty Frag, the deal broke. The patch hit the public kernel networking mailing list 2 days before the researcher's announcement. Just the patch. No advisory, no CVE, no explanation. But anyone watching that list with the right pattern recognition could see it for what it was. A senior security researcher publicly identified it as a copy-fail variant within hours. By the time the original researcher's coordinated disclosure email reached the major Linux distributions, a working exploit was already public. The researcher accelerated the announcement and noted in the disclosure post that because the embargo had been broken, no patch or CVE existed yet. The CVEs got assigned later, and so did the patch references. Dirty Frag was publicly disclosed on May 7th, 2026. The patch had been visible since May 5th. I mean, two of these in 8 days is a lot to absorb. So what do you actually do? The service desk hasn't been fully redesigned this time. The IPsec door has a patch. The distributed file system door at the time of this recording doesn't. You have three options, and they all have a cost. Option one, lock both doors. Tell the kernel to refuse to load the IPsec module and the distributed file authentication module, force remove them if they're already loaded, and flush the page cache so any modifications already planted get evicted. The cost is real this time. The IPsec module is what lets a Linux box do encrypted VPN tunnels, So if you're running an actual IPsec gateway, locking that door breaks it. The distributed file authentication module powers a system called AFS, rare today, but real in some environments. Nobody really uses this escape hatch this time. You're choosing between privilege escalation exposure and a service outage. Option 2, if you need IPsec to keep working, Red Hat's advisory points to a different path. There's a kernel setting that switches off unprivileged user namespaces. Set it to 0, and ordinary programs lose the ability to register the request that triggers the IPsec door. Root-managed IPsec keeps working. It's narrower than locking the whole module, and worth knowing about. Ubuntu users get an equivalent through AppArmor. Either one closes the IPsec door but leaves the distributed file system door open because that one never needed namespace privilege in the first place. Option 3, update the kernel and reboot. That's the actual fix. Ubuntu, Red Hat, SUSE, Debian, all of them are pushing the patch right now. CISA? That's America's Cyber Defense Agency. Added copy fail to its known exploited vulnerabilities list a week ago. I wouldn't bet against Dirty Frag landing there too. Who is actually exposed? Anywhere an unprivileged user can get a shell on a Linux host, multi-tenant systems, CI runners, container-built farms, any place where multiple people share a kernel. Default container configurations strip the capability the IPsec door needs, so a stock Docker container or a rootless Podman container is mostly out of reach. It doesn't help if your runtime grants extra capabilities if you run privileged containers or if you have any local foothold on the actual host. Per workload kernels, Firecracker microVMs, gVisor sandboxes, don't share a service desk between tenants. Each workload runs on its own kernel. If your multi-tenant story is per workload kernels, this one doesn't change your exposure. And here's the pattern. Dirty cow in 2016. Dirty pipe in 2022. Copy fail 8 days ago. Dirty frag today. 4 vulnerabilities. 10 years, same architectural shape. A controlled write into memory that was supposed to be protected. Different routes into the archive via different shared work surfaces. A researcher who finds one finds others. Copy fail was found because someone built an automated scan and pointed it at the right part of the kernel. Dirty frag was found because someone read the copy fail disclosure and looked for adjacent doors. That intuition isn't going to stop being productive. The first thing happening here is that this bug class is well-trodden. Researchers know where to look. So do the tools. Every page cache write vulnerability in this family is going to surface faster than the one before it. The second thing is that the gap between the patch being public and every fleet being patched is the operational reality. For copy fail, we leaned on the public counter being unused. For dirty frag, we don't have that. Disable the modules and accept the IPsec or AFS cost. Close the namespace path and accept the namespace cost, or update the kernel and reboot. Pick one. For shared kernel infrastructure. Anything where multiple tenants or untrusted users coexist on one kernel, every page cache vulnerability in this family is a cross-tenant incident waiting on patch latency. That's not a criticism of any specific cloud provider, it's a property of the architecture. It's why we run our own hardware and patch on our own clock. The IPsec door has a fix. The other one is coming. Patch your kernels. That's all for me for now. I'm Hani Fahim. Thanks for listening.